You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic is accelerating as global infections approach 17.5 million cases. The World Health Organization says the world will have to learn to live with COVID-19. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that young people must realize they could become infected and die from the virus.
Evidence suggested that spikes of cases in some countries are being driven in part by younger people letting down their guard during the Northern Hemisphere summer. We have said it before, and we will say it again. Young people are not invincible.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has also warned about the spikes in cases in different countries around the world and warned citizens not to relax their guard.
Together, we've really reduced the incidence of the virus and we've got the number of deaths down. But it can come up again. And we've seen what's happening in other European countries. So what I'm saying to people is don't lose focus, don't lose discipline, continue to observe those guidelines. And if you have symptoms, get a test.
Britain has recorded its highest number of new COVID-19 infections in more than a month, with a confirmed death toll from the coronavirus standing at around 46,000, the third highest in the world after the United States and Brazil. Latin America has suffered a 10-year setback in terms of its GDP due to COVID-19, according to a joint report by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean and the Pan American Health Organization. Carissa Etienne, the director of PAHO, stressed that a full economic recovery could not take place until the coronavirus had been brought under control.
It is a false choice. The choice between health and restarting the economy. We have seen time and time again that full economic activity cannot resume unless we have the virus under control.
In Colombia, where the pandemic has decimated the economy, the plight of impoverished towns has been highlighted by a tragedy in the village of Tasajira on the country's Caribbean coast. A fuel truck had driven off a highway and tipped over, and people from nearby villages headed to the scene. Locals and onlookers approached the truck to take whatever they could from the cargo. Minutes later, the vehicle burst into flames. Seven people died instantly, and authorities say 38 more have died since from severe burns. Dr. Patricia Gutierrez is the head of the burns unit at Simon Bolivar Hospital.
The patients arrived in critical condition, extremely affected in their bodies by the burns. For some reason, the rehabilitation was very difficult for some, so three of them died, while the other patients are still struggling.
The US economy has suffered its biggest blow since the Great Depression in the second quarter, as the COVID-19 pandemic shattered consumer and business spending. The bulk of the deepest contraction in at least 73 years, reported by the Commerce Department, occurred in April, when activity almost ground to an abrupt halt. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate's Democrat minority leader, blasted Republican politicians for expecting the problems to be solved without state intervention.
When you have the greatest economic crisis in 75 years, the greatest health crisis in 100 years, the private sector cannot solve this problem. And that's one of the reasons you guys are all tied in a knot. Because you must have the government get involved. And you don't want to do that.
In India, more than a million people who were infected with coronavirus have recovered, according to the country's health ministry, which is claiming one of the lowest mortality rates in the world. However, the total number of cases in the country is still surging, with more than 50,000 new cases registered on Wednesday. Rajesh Bhushan, India's health ministry secretary, says India's fatality rate for the disease is 2.2% compared to the global average of 4%.
Now, people are still getting infected, but nobody is dying because of the lack of medical treatment. So I feel that the situation is far, far better than what it was 1.5 months, but still a lot to be done.
In Japan, restaurants and karaoke bars in Tokyo will be asked to reduce their opening hours from next week to curb a new spike on coronavirus cases. Japan's capital reported 367 new cases on Thursday, its highest for a single day. City Governor Yuriko Koike says that she may issue a state of emergency if things get worse.
I would like to request restaurants that serve alcohol and karaoke parlors in Tokyo to shorten their operating hours from August 3rd to August 31st. operating hours should be from 5 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night. If conditions worsen further, it may be necessary for Tokyo to issue a state of emergency. We are also considering that.
Meanwhile, mozzarella miseries have eased in Italy. Production of the world-famous soft cheese has been hit hard by the lockdown associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. As outlets closed which sold the cheese, many producers found their local sales had dropped to zero, while grounded airplanes meant that the export market collapsed as well. But now Giuseppe Maselli, the director of a farmers' association, says as Italy begins to recover from the first wave of the pandemic, the industry is also beginning to reclaim markets.
The crisis was felt as long as the commercial activities remained closed. When these activities opened, to date there has been a recovery. We see a light at the end of the tunnel.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.